My name is Hunter Ramos, and I'm going to be talking about Cyrus the Great and the Persian Empire and his important doings during that time.
There once was a Persian Empire, and the emperor who was Cyrus the Great. The setting is the Persian Empire. The Persian Empire is located by the Caspian Sea. When you are in the Persian Empire, you will smell people working and people getting burnt. Cyrus the Great was born on 600 BC. Cyrus the Great ruled the Persian Empire on 546 BC. Now I will tell you some historical details about the Persian Empire. In 559 BC, Cyrus ascends the throne, but he is not king. In 546 BC, Cyrus the Great becomes the king. In 539 BC, Cyrus the Great conquers Babylon. In 538 BC, Cyrus the Great released the Hebrews and he let them go to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. In 530 BC, Cyrus the Great was killed in the battle in Central Asia. In this podcast, Cyrus the Great is trying to rule an empire. He was in a group called Zoroastrian. The group Zoroastrian immigrated from Persia to escape their own religion. Cyrus the Great fits into the historical story because he helped shape history by ruling his many kingdoms. Cyrus the Great was only one person. He was male. Cyrus the Great was 70 years old. Cyrus the Great wore a robe of type clothing. His clothing influenced the story because no one wears that no more. Cyrus the Great traveled to get new land. He traveled to Egypt and Persia. He conquered the Median Empire, the Lydian Empire, and the Neo-Babylon Empire to make the largest the world had ever seen till then. In conclusion, Cyrus the Great ruled many empires. Cyrus the Great had many rules that many people had to follow. Cyrus the Great was true about himself. Cyrus the Great wanted to rule empires like his father. He did, but it took him many, many years. Cyrus the Great then proceeded to get more educated on how to become emperor, and when he was really educated, he became emperor, but he soon died from old age.
Thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed.